It is clear that Hess was much more powerful and well-connected than is generally reported. He was the person closest to Hitler, one who shared his aspirations and beliefs. On the eve of war in 1939, Hess was even named the successor to Hitler after Reichsmarschall Hermann Göring. The exceptional power and position of Rudolf Hess demands close scrutiny of his ill-fated flight to England and its consequences. Just such a study was undertaken in 2001 by three British authors, Lynn Picknett, Clive Prince, and Stephen Pryor. It soon becomes apparent that the whole Hess affair from 1941 onward is riddled with so many contradictions and anomalies that it is obvious that the British authorities were desperate to conceal something, they concluded. Judging by the fact that they are still desperate to conceal it, common sense dictates that they deem this secret to be unsuitable for public consumption, even after 60 years. A detailed study of Hess's flight clearly indicates that it was not just a sudden whim of an unstable individual. There is evidence of foreknowledge in Germany. Hess prepared for the flight meticulously over a period of months, even having famed aircraft designer Willy Messerschmitt modify a twin-engine Messerschmitt 110. Hess also received special flight training from Messerschmitt's chief test pilot, as well as Hitler's personal pilot, Hans Bauer, evidence that Hitler had knowledge of Hess's plans. On his flight, Hess carried the visiting cards of both Haushofer and his son, Albrecht Haushofer, yet another indication of his intent as a peace mission, since the elder Haushofer had long been an advocate of maintaining friendly relations with Britain as a cornerstone of German politics. According to the French scholars Michel Bertrand and Jean Angelini, writing under the name of Jean-Michel Angerbert, Haushofer passed along to Hess the names of members of the Order of the Golden Dawn, an occult society in England, as well as names of supporters of a peace initiative, such as the Duke of Hamilton, the Duke of Bedford, and Sir Ivan Kirkpatrick. The Golden Dawn, most popularly connected to England's foremost occultist, Alistair the Beast Crowley, was an outgrowth of the Theosophical Society, from which much Nazi mysticism was derived, and had close ties with the Thule Society.